This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus through video conferencing today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. He highlighted several historic reforms undertaken by the government in India's space sector. He said the government has opened the sector for private innovation, enabling startups and industry to work closely with the country's scientific ecosystem.
Skyroot ka Infinity Campus, Bharat ki nayi soch, innovation aur sabse badi baat, youth power ka pratibimb hai. Hamari yuva shakti ki innovation, risk-taking ability aur entrepreneurship aaj nayi bulandi chhu rahi hai. Aane wale samay mein, Bharat global satellite launch ecosystem mein ek leader bankar ubhrega.
President Draupadi Murmu today said that the Indian Armed Forces have exemplified professionalism and patriotism in guiding the sovereignty of the nation. Speaking at the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, the President said the recent success of Operation Sindoor is a defining moment in the country's counter-terror and deterrence strategy.
Success of Operation Sindoor starts as a defining moment in our counter-terror and deterrence strategy. The world took note not only of India's military capability, but of India's moral clarity to act firmly yet responsibly in the pursuit of peace.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Indonesian counterpart Syafri Siam Soedin today co-chaired the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers Dialogue in New Delhi. At the meeting, both countries stressed on the importance of maintaining a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific, guided by international law and respect for sovereignty. India's ambassador to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, met U.S. Undersecretary of State Jacob S. Helberg in Washington and discussed a mutually beneficial trade deal and technology cooperation. In a social media post, Mr. Quatra said wide-ranging conversations were held on bilateral economic matters, including trade deals, strategic trade, dialogue and technology cooperation. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said that India's economy is estimated to grow at 6.6% in 2025-26. In a statement after its executive board completed an annual assessment for India, the IMF noted that goods and services tax GST reforms are likely to help cushion the country from the adverse impact of the 50% tariffs imposed by the US. The Supreme Court has asked the center to mull stringent law to deal with derogatory remarks against some persons with disabilities. The Apex Court today asked the Centre to consider framing a statute to make derogatory remarks ridiculing persons with disabilities and rare genetic disorders a penal offence on the lines of the SC-ST Act. Our top court said there's a need for a neutral, independent and autonomous body to regulate obscene, offensive or illegal content on online platforms. The government approved the textiles-focused research, assessment, monitoring, planning and startup tax ramp scheme today. Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh said the tax ramps scheme will bring together research, data and innovation to empower India's textile sector. The curtains for this year's India International Trade Fair, IITF, will come down today in New Delhi. The theme of this year's fair was Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Our correspondent reports that the 14-day event showcased India's rich diversity across its states. At the 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025 today, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant released a commemorative stamp in honour of the legendary cinematographer and filmmaker K. Vaikunt. In a career spanning over five decades, K. Vaikunt worked on more than 35 feature films, along with numerous ads and documentaries. Meanwhile, Japanese crime thriller Sham, directed by Takashi Miike, was premiered today in the international competition section of the festival. And that is the end of this news bulletin.